Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting shows from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Levenier, for this hour of science fiction. Later on, we hear X-1 and Parigi's Wonderful Dolls, but right now it's Dimension X with The Castaways by George Lefferts from August 11th, 1950 on NBC.
Now, tonight's adventure into the world of the unknown. The world of Dimension X. In the South Pacific, night comes on rapidly. The sun dips below the flat horizon. The sea is crimson for a moment, and then night falls. But on Tahani Atoll, giant arc lights turn night into day. Across the waters of the lagoon within the barrier reef, launches and tugs skitter back and forth, while on the curving half-moon of the island, army trucks and jeeps scuttle down the rough roads bulldozed by the sea bees just 6 weeks ago. A low Quonset hut stands near the beach, surrounded by tangled wire. This is the preliminary command post, and inside is General Frank Gaydosh, field director of the test. Operation Destruction.
Well, everything on schedule, General Gaydosh. Radiological survey is complete. Instruments placement checked.
Get me Navy and tell them HR is as ordered. Send a periodic time check to Air Force and Ewentok and observation control room in Missouri.
Yes, sir.
I want a complete roster check on all personnel before HR. That test bomb is going off at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Even if there's a whole battalion stranded on the target vessels. You see that everybody's clear.
Yes, sir. Nate Cohen wants to see you.
Who the devil is he?
AP man. He's been selected by the press radio pool to interview you.
I haven't got time. Tell him to speak to Major Breedenberg. He's the PRO.
Well, I think perhaps you'd better see him, sir. The directive on public relations from Washington was very clear.
Now, what blazes am I supposed to run a bomb test and play Mother Hen to a bunch of reporters?
Washington, sir?
All right. Bring him in. Relly.
Yes, sir?
Have me some black coffee.
Yes, sir.
This is Mr. Cohen, General Gaydosh.
How do you do, General?
Lousy, as a matter of fact.
Is that an official statement?
No. And run some of that world is at the crossroads baloney.
I wrote that yesterday. General, what effect do you think the new bomb will have in the world situation?
I can't tell you that, even if I knew. My job is to set the blaster thing off, see that nobody gets hurt, and collect the data.
Can I speak with you for a moment, sir?
Later, Alan. Go ahead, Cohen.
Can you release anything on the scientific principles involved?
I don't even understand it myself. Wait a minute. Dr. Muller.
Yes?
Come over here a moment, will you? Cohen, this is Dr. Fred Muller.
How do you do?
Civilian scientific director. He's the only one who knows what's inside that warhead.
How do you do, Mr. Cohen?
How about a statement, Doctor?
Well, I'm afraid all I'm allowed to say is that the bomb is new. It's extremely powerful and off the record. It's very tricky and dangerous.
Well, what'll happen if it goes off prematurely?
I don't think we have to worry about that. In fact, we wouldn't even know about it. If you'll excuse me now.
How about the natives?
What about them?
They're going to be evacuated from the island?
They already have been.
General Gaydosh.
I saw the Tahani chief outside when I came in. The whole tribe's out there squatting down at the motor pool having a conference.
What? Alan.
I've been trying to tell you, sir, the Tahani are still on the island.
What? The LCTs already, aren't they?
Yes, sir, but they won't go. They refuse.
The scheduled call for their evacuation to Milani 3 hours ago.
I realize that, sir, but I hoped we could still get them off without violence.
Look, Alan. They're either on the island or off. Wait a minute. Cohen, that's all.
What are you going to do about the natives, General?
I'll issue a statement later.
You going to force them?
Go on, out. I haven't got time.
All right, General. Thanks a lot.
All right, Alan, let's have it.
Well, sir, the Tahani have been kicking up a fuss all along.
They won't leave. They won't? Do they know what's going to happen to the island? Do they know we're going to blow it higher than a kite?
I told the chief, and he just said they won't go.
You'll go, all right, if I have to. Get him in here.
Chief.
And the lieutenant who interprets.
Yes, sir.
How do you like that, Dr. Muller? I haven't got enough trouble.
I feel rather sorry for the Tahani. It can't make much sense to them. We arrive and tell them they've got to get out.
I appreciate your finer feelings, Muller. But I can't let 100 half-naked Kanakas hold up the bomb test.
But they're not Kanakas, General. Captain Cook discovered the island in 1788.
What's the difference?
Lieutenant Gilbert reporting, sir.
Noah. I haven't got time for ceremony, Gilbert. Tell the chief he and his tribe have to get off the island. We're providing homes for the Mamalani.
Maruru te upa, tau tiari, iti mailani.
Translate, Gilbert.
The chief says...
You do not understand. My Lani is a bad island. My people have lived on the honey from the time that our ancestors were cast away on the island. The spirits of our ancestors are buried in the earth. Our fathers are buried here. Our fathers' fathers...
If he thinks I'm going to move his graveyard, he's crazy.
In our ancestors' time, the Tahani came in a great bird canoe. We were cast away on this island. We have made it our home. What right have you now to carry us over the sea to a strange land where we would die weeping for our homes? We will not go.
By the water of Babylon, there we sat down and we wept when we remembered Zion.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Muller. You're a great help. Gilbert.
Yes, sir?
Tell him I have no choice. He's got till midnight to get his tribe on board those LCTs peacefully, or I'll have the Marine detachment carry them on board.
Rather harsh, General. After all, justice is on their side. We are preparing to blow up their island, and we haven't asked them about it.
Dr. Muller, you will kindly confine yourself to the scientific aspect of this operation. I'll take care of administrative matters.
Well, if you could explain to them what is at stake
here. Any further explaining I've got to do, I'll do with the Marine detachment. I'm not going to hold up my schedule to coddle 100 barefoot natives. Well, Gilbert?
I told him.
All right, get him out of here. I've heard enough.
What
the devil is that?
It's some kind of a curse, sir. I can catch some of it. The island will remember the tears of its children and punish the invaders. The great destroyer will not destroy, and the evil man who is the chief will travel far through the blackness of night, even as the children of the island end, so will he.
All right, Gilbert, take him away.
Yes, sir.
Colonel Allen, get a detail from the Marine detachment with tear gas and small arms down to the motor pool. 1 hour, have those natives on that transport. And I don't care how they do it. Is that my coffee, Varelli?
Yes, sir.
They must know about the bomb. The great destroyer will not destroy.
You worried about that curse?
Well, I should think you might be. He threatened you personally. If I were you, I'd carry a pistol till they got off the island. The chief looked as if he'd cheerfully strangle you with his bare hands.
I'm supposed to end the way they do, huh? What's that?
Oh, probably the Tahani saying goodbye to their island. I think I'll go down to the motor pool.
Well, stay out of the way and get back here in an hour. Well. We've got to have this wrapped up and headquarters moved out to the Missouri by dawn.
Navy and instrument room checking in, sir.
That's the last. Have the Missouri take over control and send for my chief.
Yes, sir.
Are the LCTs there standing by with those natives?
Yes, sir. They're on the beach.
The bomb unit is assembled in place, General.
2330. Right on the nose. Robin, start evacuation procedure.
The Tahani have stopped.
Allen's probably moving them out to the beach. Check in with Navy and Air Force, Raleigh.
Yes, sir.
What's that?
It's coming from the beach.
Tahani making trouble. Come on.
Joe.
Gilbert, what is it?
Yes, sir.
Colonel Allen ordered the Marines in, sir.
What happened? What happened, man?
The natives. They just got up and started marching.
Did they embark?
Oh, you don't understand, sir. They marched up the cliff and right off into the lagoon.
What?
All of them. The women and the kids, too. They didn't even try to swim, sir.
What were you doing all this time? Just standing around with your thumb in your mouth? Where was the Marine detachment?
We couldn't stop them, sir. They just walked over the cliff. They didn't even scream, not even the kids. We sent the crash boats out, but we couldn't get any of them out.
Crazy idiots. Were any of the reporters there?
Cohen and a life photographer.
Get his film and hold it till I release it.
What are you going to do, General? Postpone HR?
It's too late for that now. Calling HR off isn't going to bring the natives back.
But 100 men, women, and children just walking into the water, it's horrible.
Look, I'm not happy about it either, but there's nothing we can do now. I gave them a chance to get off. They didn't want to take it. That's their hard luck, not mine.
I hope you're right.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I was just thinking about the curse the chief put on you. Even as the children of the island end, so will he. That's what he said to you, General.
I heard him.
Keep waiting, General.
The great destroyer will not destroy. That must mean the bomb.
Don't worry, Dr. Muller. It'll take more than a mumbo-jumbo curse from a native witch doctor to stop this operation. At 8 hours, that bomb goes off.
minus 1 minute, 30 seconds. H minus 130.
Video screens hooked in, sir.
All right, check control stations.
Observation station one.
Observation station one, check.
Radiation station.
Radiation control, check.
Test the firing circuit, Dr. Miller.
Observation station two.
Right, General.
Observation station two, check.
Damage control station.
All set.
Damage control, check.
Communications?
Communications, check.
All checked in.
It's H minus 1 minute, H minus one.
Take a good look at that island on the screen, Muller. When you throw that key, it just won't be there anymore. Nothing but an atom mushroom over the lagoon.
It's quite a funeral pyre for the Tahani.
Stubborn idiots. In a way, it serves them right, Muller. It can't get in the way of progress.
Progress? I wonder if it is, General.
It's H minus 30 seconds. H hour minus 30, 29, 28, 27, 26.
The Great Destroyer. That's what he called the bomb.
Hold it, Miller. Allen, report.
All checked in. Camera's running.
Sound fire warning. Stand by for firing. Ready, Miller?
Ready.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
General, it didn't go off.
Relly.
The bomb didn't go off.
Relly, signal standby. Condition red. Allen, check ratings. Muller, what's wrong? What happened?
I don't know. The bomb didn't go off.
What do you mean? Why did it go off?
I don't know, except for one thing. The Tahani chief said the Great Destroyer would not destroy. It didn't, General. The bomb didn't go off.
Got a statement?
Nothing you can use, Cone. Not until we find out what went wrong. Why don't you come aboard this ship?
Yeah, I walked on. You don't know why the bomb failed, huh?
It didn't fail. Just didn't go off.
Say, what's that tank thing on deck, General?
Undersea salvage unit Mark IV. They call it an undersea crawler.
Well, somebody going down?
That bomb is down there in the lagoon somewhere. Could go off at any second. Somebody has to go down, find it, and disarm it.
It's a lovely job. Who's elected?
I am. Dr. Muller. He's the only one who knows how to dismantle it.
The crawler's ready, General.
All right, come on, Muller.
I'm ready.
Well, and as soon as we hit shallow water, get those gates open. We'll pull the crawler out, then you get away in a hurry. That bomb goes off while we're working on it. I don't want any casualties.
Yes, sir.
Inside, Muller.
All right.
I'm in.
Remember, get this LCT out of the lagoon in a hurry. You got that, Allen? You take your orders from Admiral Yancey.
Yes, sir. And good luck.
Closing the hatch. Get the sonar and Geiger counter warmed up, Muller.
Right. I was just thinking of something, General. That curse, part of it came true. The bomb didn't go off.
Huh?
The second part of that curse was that you would end where they ended, and that was at the bottom of the lagoon.
What are you trying to do, Muller?
Nothing. I was just thinking this crawler is going to take us right down there where the Tahani died.
I'm not worried about a handful of dead natives, Muller. I'm worried about that bomb. Okay, they're opening the gate. Let's go. SU-4 to control. Depth 50 feet, bottom sandy. Dropping off sharp. Anything on sonar, Muller?
A school of fish.
Ever been down the crawler before?
Only in the tank at New London. I think I've got a Geiger reading dead ahead. Hang on. We're going up over the reef. It must be the bomb, all right. The Geiger count is clocking like a prude hen.
Keep an eye on the front vision plate. If you run over the bomb, we're liable to set it off.
I think I'm getting something on sonar. Left of point.
USU-4 to control. Over. USU-4 to control. Over.
That's a fine note.
Radio's out.
Dead ahead. It looks too large to be the bomb.
Can't see much in the forward vision plate. Wait a minute. That's part of the reef ahead.
Well, that's where the Geiger reading indicated. The bomb must have settled in a hole in the reef.
Have to go after it in diving suits. Suits are in the locker. Let's get this over with. Less time I spend down here waiting for that bomb to blow, the better I like it. Ready, Miller? Grab your helmet.
Someone there.
I can't see. There's a shadow. Who is it? Who's that?
Ma'anua, Dr. Muller. Welcome to our ship. We have been waiting for you.
General, it can't be. Do you see it? It's the Tani chief.
The undersea crawler been down, Varelli?
4 hours, sir. 2 since we lost contact.
Well, keep trying.
Yes, sir.
I've given them enough time. I'm going to send another crawler down.
What do you figure happened to them, Colonel?
Well, there are a lot of things. Hey, how did you get in here?
I walked in. Okay, when are you going to release this, Colonel? It's the biggest story since the election. The bomb a dud, Dr. Muller, General Gaydosh dead.
They're not dead. At least we don't know they are. As long as the bomb doesn't go off, there's still a chance that something can...
The bomb. Morelli, condition red. Gilbert, radiation control into action. Get the hot squad into Tihani Lagoon as soon as it's clear. And get me a PT board with radiation screens.
What is it, Colonel? What happened?
The bomb must have blown.
What about Muller, the general?
If they were down in that lagoon,
You guess.
Radiation reading 75 and steady.
Well, take her in as close to the beach as you can.
Steady as she goes.
Is there any danger of more explosions?
No, when she goes, she goes.
Radiation 82.
The danger is radioactivity. Our shields aren't much good, but we've got to pick up the recording instruments as soon after the blast as possible.
Radiation 93.5.
Well, that's still safe.
Hey, Cohen, is that something on the beach there?
Oh, yeah, looks like a body. Maybe you blew one of the Tahani back out of the lagoon.
No. It's moving.
Gilbert, glasses.
Yes, sir.
It's a man, all right.
Head into the beach.
Aye, aye, sir.
Who is it, Colonel?
I can't tell, but he's in a diving suit. It's either Muller or General Gaydosh.
No radiation burns, superficial bruises, mild shock. He'll be all right, Colonel.
Can he talk?
For a while. I'm going to give him a sedative shortly.
Mm. Muller, what happened? How did the bomb go off?
Oh, you didn't.
He's still out of his head.
Quiet, Cohen, quiet. Go on, Dr. Muller. What did you find?
A ship. A giant metal ship there under the lagoon.
A submarine?
No. It was a spaceship camouflaged right next to the reef.
What?
When we went inside, we found the Tahani chief and all the tribe alive.
What are you saying?
Well, they drowned in the lagoon. I saw them.
No, they didn't commit suicide as we thought. They just dived underwater into the rocket.
A rocket? Built by Polynesian savages?
But they're not savages. They're the castaways. They're from another planet. Don't you understand? Their spaceship was wrecked here 400 years ago. They've been waiting ever since for a chance to go home.
This boy's out of his mind. You better put him under the sedative, Doctor.
It's true. They'd exhausted their fuel. They couldn't find anything here on Earth to replace it until we developed atomic power.
Atomic power? You mean they stole our bomb?
They made me dismantle it for them at the point of a gun. And then just before they blasted off, they let me go.
But what about the general? You mean they killed him?
You don't understand. I said I dismantled that bomb at the point of a gun. It was General Gaydosh who was holding it.
What's that?
Gaydosh. Yes, he was one of them, one of their spies, sent out to bring back the rocket fuel they needed. And now, after 400 years, the castaways are going home.
Dimension X has transcribed The Castaways, written by Ernest Canoy from an original story by Ernest Canoy and George Lefferts.
Next week on Dimension X, a dramatization of Ray Bradbury's new novel, The Martian Chronicles, the epic story of how man conquered a new planet and then lost his own.
Another adventure into the unknown world of the future. The world of...
Dimension X.
Jack Late tells the story of the Canada Kid, next on NBC.
Dimension X on Tuned to Yesterday, the story of the Castaways by George Lefferts. First heard on NBC on August 11th, 1950. George Lefferts getting into radio writing a bit late in the game. In 1947, his first gig was with Robert Ripley's Believe It or Not show, then prestige drama with the NBC University Theater, before moving to Dimension X and writing full-time for X-1. It's an hour of sci-fi on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVanier, and now another Lefferts tale on X-1. It's Parigi's Wonderful Dolls from June 5th, 1955 on NBC.
X-5, 4, 3, 2, X-1, fire.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company presents
X-1.
Tonight, Parigi's Wonderful Dolls by George Lefferts. The doll shop stood on a quiet Washington side street, not too far from the sprawling Pentagon building. A woman and a child waited outside, the little girl peering eagerly through the window at the dolls inside, and the woman glancing impatiently at her wristwatch, as if expecting someone who was late for an appointment. And there was nothing about the doll shop to warn them that they were waiting to keep an appointment with Doom.
Oh, Mommy, look!
Yes, what is it, dear?
In the window of the shop, the tiny dolls. Oh, Mommy, do you think Daddy will buy me one?
Well, we'll ask him when he comes, dear. It's at 3 o'clock on this corner.
I see him, Mommy. There he is.
Oh, Henry, here we are.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
Well, we've been waiting for you. Cindy's been...
I'm afraid I'll have to call off the shopping, Elma.
Oh, Henry, we promised.
Yes, I know. Cindy. I'm sorry. It's just one of those things. You've been the wife of an army colonel long enough to know his life isn't his own.
What is it this time?
Oh, some more of that flying sphere nonsense. The pilot who says he sighted it last month crashed and was killed today, so the general wants a full report.
Dear, what next?
Daddy.
We'll have a staff meeting at the Pentagon at 3:15.
Daddy, look in this window.
Oh, I haven't time, dear.
Just for a minute, Daddy, please.
Cindy, I haven't time to stop and watch a bunch of 6-inch dolls parading around in the shop. Say, they are lifelike, aren't they? Look at that, Alma. Dolls are marching around like a regular review. They've even got their own little band.
Henry, your staff meeting.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yes, I've got to run. Now, look, don't go spending a lot of money on that nonsense, Alma.
No, dear.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Daddy. Oh, Mommy, look. Look, the band's going to play.
What? Aren't they wonderful, honey? You know, it's funny. I must have stood on this corner 1,000 times, and I've never even noticed this shop before.
Good evening, children.
Oh, well, good evening.
Mommy, he talks awful funny.
Hush, Cindy.
Would you like to step inside the shop of Santor Parigi?
Well, yes, we would.
This way.
Oh, Mommy, It's like fairyland.
Here in the shop of Santo Perigi, creator of Perigi's universal, wonderful dolls, the world of adult reality is blended with the world of child's fantasy.
This is a new shop, isn't it, Mr. Perigi?
What is new and what is old? Come this way. Would you like to meet one of my little ones?
Oh, yes.
This one in the red jacket is Toto. Speak, little one.
How do you do? How do you do?
Well, isn't
how
that
do?
Wonderful?
Mommy, he talks. The dolls talk.
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
That is nothing for Perigi's wonderful dolls. Listen, sing, Toto. Sing for the little girl.
My name is Toto.
Cindy, listen.
Sing, Toto.
Men are big and tall. Dolls are very small. When men begin to fall, the dolls will rule them all.
Oh, Mark, Toto, Mark. Well, how do they work, Mr. Perigi?
How do they work? Ah, that is the secret of the great Perigi, greatest of all doll masters. To make an ordinary doll is nothing. To make a perfect replica, that is something. But to make a doll with intelligence, that is the work of an artist, huh?
Well, yes. Well, they must be very expensive.
Madame, when I construct a doll like Toto, I cannot bear to be parted from him permanently. So instead of selling, I rent my little people.
You rent dolls?
Precisely. $10. I have but one request. When you grow tired of my dolls, you must return them to me in good condition.
Oh, Mommy, could we take him home?
Take him home! Take him home! Take him home!
Oh, look, Mommy, look! He's bowing and dancing. Oh, Mommy, he wants to come. Please, I'll take such good care of it, please.
Well, honey, we'll have to deal with your father later, but... Well...
Oh, Mommy!
All right, wrap him up, Mr. Perigi. Oh, dear, I have a feeling when your father comes home, we'll be sorry.
Be sorry, be sorry, be sorry, be sorry!
Now, Toto, my room is, and you're going to sleep right here next to my pillow. Oh, Toto, don't laugh like that. I'm going to have to teach you some manners. You be quiet, because my daddy will be home soon, and he's a colonel in the army, and he'll bust you to private if you don't behave. Now, you wait here. I'm going to introduce you to my puppy dog, Mr. Blister. Be good now. Here, Blister. Here, Blister. Come on, Blister. Come here. Mr. Blister, now, this is Toto. Oh, dear, I don't think Mr. Blister likes you, Toto. Stop it, Mr. Blister. Come over here and shake hands with Toto, Mr. Blister. Come on now. Let him go! Let go! Let go!
Get him!
Mr. Blister, come over here. Why, what happened, dear?
Mr. Blister tried to bite my doll. Look how frightened Toto is.
Dolls don't get frightened, Cindy.
But he is, Mommy. He screamed.
You just imagined it, honey.
But he did. He did.
Well, Mr. Blister didn't mean it. You know he's the gentlest little pup alive.
Yes. He's nasty and I hate him.
Cindy, you've hurt his feelings.
Okay. He tried to buy my new doll and I don't ever want to see him again. Ever.
Oh, dear. All right, Mr. Blister. You come downstairs with me. Come on now. Cindy's angry at you tonight.
I'll kill him.
Why, Cindy, where did you hear a thing like that?
Toto said it.
Well, I see. Well, you've had an exciting day, honey. You brush your teeth now and go to bed. Daddy's coming home late, so we'll see you in the morning. Hmm? Good night, darling. Sleep well.
I hate him, Mr. Toto. I hate him.
Hate him, hate him, hate him, hate him.
Morning, Alma. Breakfast ready?
Just a minute. How was the staff meeting last night, dear?
Oh, horrible bore as usual. Where's the little one?
Up in her room. She'll be down in a minute.
Oh, say, remind me to take some papers back to the War Department, will you? Mm-hmm. I left them in my strong box.
Henry?
Hmm?
You told me it was against regulations to bring secret papers home.
Well, I had to finish some work for the old man. Nobody will ever know the difference.
Well, I suppose not.
Oh, Theo, would you feed the puppy before we sit down? His bowl's under the sink.
Where is he? That's funny. Here's a supper from last night, only half eaten.
Getting fussy.
Blister? Hey, Blister. Blister! Where the dickens is that mutt?
Maybe he's on the back porch.
Maybe. Here, Blister. Here, Blister. Alma.
Mm-hmm. What is it, dear?
Alma, look.
Why, Henry. Is he?
Yes, he's dead.
But how? What happened?
From the looks of it, he might have been poisoned.
Poisoned? Who on earth would do a thing like that to an innocent little pup?
I don't know. Let's see his dish.
Oh, Henry.
I don't understand this at all. Say, what's this?
What's what?
Well, look, there are pieces of broken glass in his food. Blue glass.
Glass? Glass. Henry.
Huh?
Well, I just remembered something.
What?
It may just be coincidence, but in the bathroom this morning...
What about the bathroom?
Cindy's blue glass. You know the one with the Mickey Mouse on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was broken, Henry. I found pieces in the wastebasket. I meant to ask her about it.
Oh, Alma, for heaven's sake, you aren't suggesting that our little girl... Why, she loved Blister more than anyone.
Not last night, she didn't.
Why not?
Well, he went after Toto.
Well, who's Toto?
Oh, her new doll.
You bought her one of those dolls?
Well, I just rented it.
Rented it?
Yes.
Look, Alma,
Oh,
well, all right. What's this got to do with Blister?
He went for the doll, and Cindy... Well, Cindy said... Henry, she said she'd kill him.
What? Well, that's ridiculous.
It's true.
Good heavens, a 9-year-old child putting ground glass in dog food? She'd have to be a monster.
Mommy.
Now, don't say anything. I'll talk to her.
Good morning, dear.
Morning, Mommy.
Morning.
Morning, Daddy.
Hello.
What's the matter?
Nothing, Cindy. Sit down, dear.
Yes, sir.
Cindy, your mother tells me you broke your blue drinking glass.
Oh, no, I didn't break it.
Now, Cindy...
I didn't.
Well, now, somebody broke it. It wasn't your mother and it wasn't me.
Well, then it must have been Toto.
Cynthia.
Cindy, you know Toto was only a doll. Now, a doll couldn't have broken your glass, could he? Well?
But he must have done it, Daddy.
Cindy, you know how Daddy feels about little girls who tell untruths. Now, did you break your glass and maybe accidentally get some pieces into Mr. Blister's dish? To sort of punish him for biting your doll?
Oh, no, Daddy.
I'd hate to think you'd done something you knew was wrong and you were blaming it on the doll.
What's the matter with Mr. Blister? Is he sick?
He's dead, Cindy.
Oh, no, he can't be dead. He isn't dead, Daddy. No, he isn't. He isn't. Mommy,
Yes, dear.
But he'll come back. He has to come back.
No, he won't come back, honey.
Not ever.
No, Cindy, not ever.
Now that we've told you, Cindy, you want to change your mind about the glass?
Let me let alone.
Daddy, you think I killed
him? I see what you've done. The child feels guilty enough, Henry.
Oh, dear, this is no time for feelings to interfere.
Feelings don't really come, Henry. When they come, they just come. You go up to your room, honey. Daddy and I'll be up in just a minute.
I don't want to.
Please, Cindy. We'll be right up. See? There, that's a good girl. And close the kitchen door behind you.
Mr. Blister's dead. He isn't coming back. Ever. Ever. Daddy, it was me, but it was you. It was you!
Eat your supper, dear.
I'm not hungry.
Cindy, you scarcely touched your lunch.
I don't feel like eating.
Is it Mr. Blister?
Oh, Mommy.
Cindy, answer your mother.
Now, Henry, she'll work it out in her own way, dear.
Oh, I don't know. When I was a boy, there was such a thing as discipline. Where this child is being brought up...
Henry.
Well, it's true. There's no respect. Lying. Oh, I don't know. Alma, what's happened to us? We were a nice, peaceful, happy family until you bought that cursed doll.
Now who's blaming things on the doll?
Well, it's true.
You wanted to get some papers from your strong box.
What? Oh, yes, excuse me.
Will you try to eat something, Cindy? Now, darling.
Yes, ma'am.
Alma! Alma!
Yes, Henry, what is it?
Alma, it's gone.
What's gone?
The box, the strong box is gone.
But it can't be. The door to your study is always locked, and you and I have the only key.
I know all that, and I tell you it isn't there.
Well, who would...
I don't know, Alma. Those confidential reports, if they ever get into the wrong hands...
Oh, I warned you about keeping them here. Oh,
what if it ever came out in the open? Can't you see the papers? Army colonel, derelict in duty.
Call the police, Henry.
What, and throw my career in the wastebasket after 17 years? Well, we've got to find it ourselves.
But it was there when I went in to clean this morning.
Well, what about your key?
Well, it's right here. I always keep it right with me.
Oh, no.
But my other keys are all on the ring.
You've lost it.
I don't see how.
Alma, how could you do it?
Henry, please.
Come on, we'll search the house. I can't think of anything else to do.
Oh, dear, you're going to miss your staff meeting.
Well, all right, never mind the meeting. My whole career goes up in smoke if we don't find those reports. Now, somebody get hold of your key and open that room. I know Cindy.
Oh, let the child alone. She's been through enough. You know she wouldn't do a thing like that.
I don't know anything anymore. I don't know my own child. I don't even know you. All I know is that strong box is gone with papers that are dynamite if the wrong person gets them. The question being who? What's that?
Coming from upstairs.
What's that blasted doll again?
Something must have set it off. I don't know how the mechanism works.
Well, for heaven's sake, let's go up and shut it off.
Right.
Dodo, Dodo, Dodo! Kill him, kill him, kill him! How do you do?
Stop
how
it.
Do you do? How do you do?
Blasted little imp! There.
Henry.
But since we've got this thing...
Henry.
What?
Look.
Where? What?
Around the doll's neck. The key. The key to your study.
Cindy, you're not telling me the truth.
Yes, I am, Daddy.
Now, all I'm asking is that you tell me the truth. Now, where is it?
I didn't take it, Daddy. Honest, I didn't take it.
I suppose you're going to tell me now that a little 6-inch doll took my strong box and hid it. Well? Cindy, I'm speaking to you.
I didn't take it, Daddy. You don't understand. Toto did it. Oh, he's terrible awful. He says things. He says he's going to kill everybody.
Oh, Cindy, you're inventing things.
It's true. At night when I'm sleeping, he stands next to my pillow and whispers things to me. Awful things. He told me he'd kill me, too, if I told you.
Alma, I think this child is sick. I think she needs a doctor.
Frightened, Henry. She's trembling like a leaf. Come on, darling. We'll go up to your room.
I don't want to go
up
there.
Mommy will stay with you.
I'm afraid. He's up there.
Who, Cindy?
Toto.
Well, he won't be up there for long. Mr. Toto is going right back to Parigi's wonderful doll shop before I lose my sanity, which means right now.
Ah, Colonel Grayson. Welcome to the home of Parigi's wonderful doll.
Are you Parigi?
Santor Parigi, creator of the universal doll. The doll with the mind. The doll
Yes,
with...
well, I'm returning one of your masterpieces.
Oh? If you will step into the rear of my shop. Now, what is the complaint?
There's no complaint. Here's your doll. Good riddance.
My little Toto, rejected, you found the world of men too filled with hate.
Hate!
We will change all that later on. Return to your comrades in the window, little one. And now... Colonel Grayson?
I think we have no further business, sir.
Ah, but we do, Colonel. Let me see. Ah, yes. Here it is. Do you recognize this, Colonel?
That's my strong box. Quit.
My little Toto is very clever, sir.
Are you trying to tell me your doll stole that from me?
Let us not say stole. I'm merely keeping it in custody.
What's your game, Parigi?
Blackmail. You give me what I want, I do not ruin your career.
What do you want?
Information. We already know something from the reports of the War Department concerning a certain strange-looking sphere reported by one of your pilots.
What What government do you represent?
I represent Parigi's wonderful dolls, none other.
I'm not so naive, sir.
Perhaps I should explain. Each man hides something from the world. Each man loves something more than life. With the help of my wonderful dolls, I obtain personal information which enables me to control the men who control the world. Men like you.
Hand over that strong box.
I warn you, I have a gun.
Give it to me.
You are being foolish. Put down that walking stick.
Now.
No closer.
Now. Hello. Give me the police. Hello. This is Colonel Henry Grayson. I've just killed a man. Parigi's doll shop, corner of 4th and Lexington. The body is in the rear. I'll wait for you. Shut up. Shut up, you little fiend!
Colonel Grayson!
Did I hear you speak?
Colonel Henry Grayson!
Oh, it can't be. I must be going out of my mind. A 6-inch doll. Shut up! The master's dead!
You are mistaken, Colonel. I, Toto, am the master.
What do you mean?
If you will examine the body of Santo Parigi, you will see that he does not bleed. And he does not bleed, Colonel, because Santo Parigi never lived.
Never lived?
Santo Parigi is a doll.
A doll? But he's a man. He talks. He walks.
The people of Meretrix are skillful doll builders.
Meretrix? Doll builders? Who are you?
I am Xanthus Imperator, commander of the legions of the third planetoid, Meretrix.
Legions? Planetoid?
My people and I, whom you regard as dolls, come from a tiny planet beyond the moon.
What?
So small that it cannot support our population.
That's true.
We landed one of our space spheres on Earth 3 months ago with the intention of colonizing. Unfortunately, one of your pilots intercepted us.
So that's why you wanted our information.
Precisely.
And you are human?
Quite human. Of course, in order to deal with Earth people without suspicion, we were forced to construct Parigi, a man-sized doll.
No, it can't be. I can't believe this. I'm having hallucinations. I've got to get out of here.
That will be impossible. We have weapons of destruction quite unknown to Earth people.
I phoned the police. They'll be here soon.
By the time they arrive, my people will have prepared something quite shocking.
Keep me covered, Ryan.
Okay, Sarge.
All right. You the guy who turned in the call?
Yes, that's right, Sergeant.
Where's the body?
Well, you see, it isn't exactly a body.
What do you mean?
It's a doll.
What?
Now, wait, you've got to let me explain. I know this sounds fantastic, but I've stumbled onto an unbelievable plot.
Yeah? Keep talking.
Well, you see, these little dolls, they aren't really dolls. They're tiny people.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a big doll named Santor Parigi. They're using him as a front to run the shop.
He's off his trolley, Sarge.
Now, look here.
Now, listen, mister, we got a call that there was a murder here. Now, if there was one, where is the body?
Well, it's behind the curtains in the back. Only, you see, it isn't really a body. It's a big wax dummy. It's all part of their plot to gain control of the world.
Holy smoke, he's really off his rocker.
Now, look, if you don't believe me, I'll prove it to you. Come here. Look behind this curtain, and you'll see the dummy lying on the floor.
Welcome, gentlemen. Are you looking for something?
Parigi! This is impossible. I smashed his skull.
Do you know this guy?
That's the one, the doll.
What's your name, mister? Parigi. Santor Parigi, creator of the universal doll.
Uh-huh.
You ever see this man?
Never until just now. That's not true. He's lying. I tell you, he's nothing but a big doll. The real masters are the little dolls.
Ryan, are you getting this?
He's wacko, Sarge.
No,
I'm a fruitcake.
I'm not crazy, I tell you. I can prove it. They must have fixed up his head where I smashed it in. Touch him and you'll see.
Mr. Parigi, do you know what this guy is talking about?
The man is demented, obviously.
No, that's not true. I tell you, there's a plot to control the Earth.
I've got to call the War Department. They want to know about the flying sphere.
Holy mackerel, this gets worse every minute. Ryan.
Take him to headquarters.
No, save some time. Take him down to Psycho Ward.
Okay, all right, Buck. Now, just come along nice and quiet.
No, don't you see? He's nothing but a man-sized doll.
I'm sure, and the little ones are going to take over the Earth, and you're going away and cut out some nice paper dolls.
Oh, please, listen to me. You've got to listen to me. You've got to.
sorry you had all this trouble, Mr. Parigi.
Poor chap. He is obviously suffering from delusions.
Well, he's not the only one in Washington today. You know, we've been getting a whole string of crack-ups lately. Bigwigs blowing their tops under pressure. If you could see some of the names in our confidential files...
You keep confidential files on cases like this?
Certainly. Believe me, they'd be dynamite if they ever got in the wrong hands. Well, I'd better be running along. Hey, is that a talking doll?
Yes, Sergeant.
My name is Toto. I dance and sing.
Well, I'll be. Hey, my little girl would be nuts for that.
So? Then please accept the doll for saving my life. That madman might have killed me.
Yes, but I...
Take Toto home with you as a gift.
Well, now, I don't know, Mr. Parigi. It's against regulations for us to accept favors.
But this is not for you. It is for your little daughter. And if you will only take the doll and give him a good home, you will be doing me a great favor.
Well, then, if you insist, and thanks very much. When my kid sees this, will she be surprised?
Yes, Toto will come as a great surprise. A very great surprise. Eh, Toto?
X-1 on Tuned to Yesterday, their seventh broadcast from June 5th, 1955. And that wraps this hour of Sci-Fi on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from the golden age of radio. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVillier. It's been a pleasure.